Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Let's quickly give you your Alphabox letter and a couple of answers today. So your letter for Monday is B for Bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo. Name me a classical musical composer starting with B.
Bach.
Bach? Bach? Beethoven.
We'll go with Beethoven.
And another hard one as well. I am feeling... Name me a song starting with B. Go.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. Ooh, like baby.
We'll accept that, baby, but you have to sing it. It will chew up a lot of your time. Also, Blinding Lights for the weekend. So a couple options there for you. Hopefully we can give away $1,000 on Monday. Fingers crossed at the very least. Before we go, we did a little bit of thing today where you found my iPod Touch and went through the artists that were on there. We went through three of the songs that were on there. Since then, I've been like just looking at it because I hadn't looked at it since 2016.
Which, you know, it was obviously a tough year for you, Alan.
Yeah, it looked emotional. You played a little bit of Chicago, the musical that was on there. You had, what was else did you play?
Oh, there was Elvis Costello.
Yeah, from the Notting Hill soundtrack. Great soundtrack. Stand by that one.
Some Savage Garden.
And Savage Garden, which is just a good song, Truly Madly Deeply. But here's some other songs that I have found that, well, you be the judge. This one. Road Traders. Got the
road.
The whole album is on my iPod.
Did they have an album's worth of hit?
They absolutely did. Fashion, by the way, underrated song. Check it out. It's very good. Also this. This is not
the greatest song in the world now. This is just a tribute.
So the whole Tenacious D album's on there. A few naughty songs on there that we wish you could have played on air this morning.
You know, I got kicked out of Coles once because of that song.
What do you mean? You started power dancing to it all.
Yeah, me and my cousin. You know how you're just in a silly mood?
Yeah.
So me and my cousin, that come on. And me and my cousin were like doing the air guitars on the ground like.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the managers come over and said, you're being disruptive in the store, please leave.
Oh, my God.
So, but I haven't got my sour worms yet.
Yeah, well, you certainly had enough energy, to be honest. I'm glad that you didn't get any more of those. Also this. A lot of Kanye West on the iPod.
Love Kanye.
A few people were suggesting that I'd have a lot more heavy metal on there. There was a fair chunk, including a band called Stain.
Wow, you were really going through it, weren't you?
This is just imagine me crying in the shower to this. Why? Just the normal routine.
I'm surprised you didn't have some Stone Sour on there, actually. That was kind of peak Stone Sour.
I think there was. It was under various artists, but because I didn't catalogue it properly. MTV Headbangers Ball Volume 2. So, yeah. Also, speaking of rock. I think everyone our age had Hybrid Theory.
And we also, like, we were going through it, weren't
we? Yeah, it's a rough time for all of us. Throwing a bit of Phantom of the Opera, a few other heavy metal, and that's pretty much what's on the iPod
Phantom
for 2016.
Oh,
yeah, I like to sneak that one if I get past you there. The Phantom of the Opera. Great musical.
Terrifying musical.
And also Louis C.K., as we mentioned before. But Tim Minchin, so that's cool, right? Tim Minchin's good.
Gotta take the good with the bad.
Fly the Conchords, that's cool.
Was right? it?
2016, different era.
Oh, yeah.
Jeans were baggier. Were they? I can't remember. 2016. What a wild ride. So that's on my iPod. A lot of you got it right, by the way. You all suggested I'd have metal.
And, I wanted a Spice Girls song.
I'm surprised I don't. I mean, I do on like most of my other things, but I guess 2016, I wasn't quite vibing the Spice. And also, you got to remember, this is only 8 gigabytes, I think. There's barely any room for anything.
So basically what made it onto that thing was peak 2016, Alan.
Yeah, that's me in a nutshell, for better and for worse. Enjoy the podcast. Automatic, yeah. Hands free, babe. Pop the gas and don't need the brakes. Has released a brand new single that is entitled Automatic. Jess Malloy joins us now. Good morning.
Yo. Good morning, guys. Oh my God. Thank you for playing the song. Honestly, I'm so hyped right now. It's so good to be able to, you know, write some new stuff and put it out there and just, you know, tour around with it and sing, you know, and actually perform. So Thank you.
Talk me through the video clip. You guys are on a bunch of four-wheelers. You're tearing it up in the dirt. Whose idea was that?
Honestly, it was my idea. And I remember after I had written the song, I was sitting with Sophie, cousin Pat. I'm from Cosmos Midnight. Automatically. My senses were like going off, thinking desert, like open plains or an open space where there is some kind of motocross cycle happening or an engine.
Had you just been watching Mad Max?
I love Mad Max, by the way. But yeah, I wanted that kind of sense of like outdoor kind of energy, like just go hard. And I knew I had to go big with this. So, you know, I'm just glad that I had a team that could see my vision. And we did. We went above and beyond, really.
Yeah, it's very, it looks very dirty, to be honest with you.
You know what?
Red dirt.
Coming out in one wash, no way.
I will say, exactly. Jess, one thing I've loved following along with your career and seeing right from the beginning, we were all there for the beginning of your career, is you were this kind of girl from Darwin and you were so like Darwin proud. And even like all these years later, the fact that you've kind of highlighted your childhood in Darwin in your video clip, it just goes to show that you really kind of still are the same person, which is a weird thing to say because I feel like you kind of see people change as fame kind of gets to them. But
oh, I have no level of fame and I've changed completely.
But you know what I'm trying to say? I'm saying is you're such a down-to-earth girl throughout like you've worked with people like Snoop Dogg and you still kind of feel like someone you'd run into down the street.
Thank you. Honestly, like, you know, I've been all across the globe writing music, writing, you know, with people that have inspired me and, you know, that I'm, you know, such a big fan of. And yeah, you know, I always dream of home. And I think home makes me better. Home makes me feel grounded and makes me feel really positive.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, we've heard from humble Jess. Let's go to pop star Jess, because I know that you roll with some pretty big names. I mean, even right now you're sitting alongside Rita Ora and Keith Urban. So right now, who is the biggest celeb in your phone that you text with? We are encouraging
Rita. Like at this point, probably Rita.
Jess Malby, I'm sorry, but that's not correct. It was meant to be
Alan wanted
Carly.
A humble brag.
It was about
sorry. Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys are second place.
Now, Jess, last time we caught up with you, we didn't mean to, but we kind of put the pressure on you because you've got a wedding coming up and you did let it slip that you have been a little lax when it comes to organising. Please tell me
I don't know about coming
along.
Up. But I wish I was like on point, you know, as much, you know, like I am with music. It's it's so sad to think that I've always kind of, you know, put it, you know, in second place. Yeah, honestly, like music is just such a powerful thing. And it does so, you know, like referring back to what I said earlier, like how it's always been important to me. It's something that I know and really believe in. And yeah, you know, like I've been with my fella for like 15 years now, so we're pretty strong as it is. And regardless if we, you know, we eventually get married or, you know, we do tie the knot, like I feel like we already are. So, but yeah, I mean, I guess the second thing is trying to get my family together is trying to round everybody up and know where they are in the world is like full on. And I don't know if that's kind of like your family, but my mob, man, it's hard to get in touch with. My family, oh my goodness, last minute mob.
Really? So no RSVPs to your wedding?
Oh my goodness! Like literally, you come. You know, you rock up. Yeah,
love it. Thanks so much for your time today. And the new single is Automatic. Get around it, Jess Malboy. A pleasure once again.
Thank you so much,
Carly. You and Russell, Lord Russell, as I call him.
Oh, don't even start that.
You guys have been together for, I want, what, like 12 years now?
Because 10
years
you
got married. You had your year anniversary. So about 11-ish, 12-ish. I love that I know it better than you.
Yeah.
Well, there's this thing going around on TikTok at the moment about what you should know about your partner after being together for 6 months. Now, you guys have been together for a little bit longer than 6 months, right?
Yes.
Bunch of questions on there, and I thought this morning what would be fun for me, maybe not so much for you, is to ask you a few of these questions about Russell and see if you line up and get these right, if you actually know a lot about your husband. Now, here's the fun part. This morning, I've already chatted to Russell, and I've got his answers ready to go to see how right you are about how well you know your husband.
I'm nervous about this.
Question number one.
Oh, gosh.
Name Russell's favorite food. I'll give you a hint.
No, you go. No, I need the hint.
The answer he gave me was more of like a style of food.
Okay, good. Okay, then I know it. Mexican.
The answer is?
It'd be Mexican.
Yes. Bang. Okay, good. Because I thought you wanted me to hone in on a specific dish.
No. Next one. How long does it take Russell to get ready?
Oh, longer than me. I reckon an hour.
Interesting, because this is what Russell had to say.
Half hour.
No, it's not. He got that wrong.
No, I think you're right. I believe Russell. He got that wrong. Next one. What is Russell's guilty pleasure?
Donuts.
Chocolate or donuts.
No, no, listen.
Chocolate or donuts.
Or donuts.
I'll take it.
I interrupted him.
Or a chocolate donut.
Well, yeah, so he likes a donut.
I am better at marriage than I thought. Do you get an award for that? I think you just get to stay married.
You get to keep married. Yeah, that's good. Okay. We got two more of these left. What makes Russell laugh?
Oh, that's easy. Me.
You're looking that in? Okay.
People falling over.
And I do that a lot. So that's a technicality there. I do that a lot.
People falling over.
I fall over all the time. I fell over yesterday.
Did he laugh?
We have like a sunken living room. I don't know why we have that, by the way.
Last question.
Mm-hmm.
What turns Russell on?
Is this really the question?
Yeah, he had a weird response as well.
I was like, how weird do I go with this?
I didn't even say hello. I just started with this question. He was very freaked out.
Okay.
What turns Russell on?
Yeah, that's not weird at all. You're just calling him and asking him that?
Yeah, and I did in his voice. What gets your gears growing, man? What gets you going?
People falling over. Can I use that?
Serious answer, Carly.
Okay, I'm really trying to.
If you get this right, majority.
This is so bad that I don't know this. By the way.
Oh God, you think you know? All right.
I know. Hugs.
Hugs.
I don't know. Hugs. I literally.
Here is Russell, your husband's answer to what turns him on,
Carly.
Oh, of course I should have said that.
2 out of 5.
By the way, right answer from him.
Yeah, I think he was lying for that one.
Would have been awkward if it...
I think he was playing up for the audience.
He really was.
He knew he was getting hurt. Would have been weird if he said some weird category or something, you know what I mean? For the name that you had at school and why, we just had Maguire in, which ironically is kind of his last name, but it's also a nickname for him. Tell us his nickname that he had in high school, which was Ralph, because he had a crush on a girl called Lisa. There's Simpsons, a connection.
Simpsons reference, yeah.
It's a whole thing. And so we want to know those nicknames you had. You know what I'm talking about, Big Red?
Yeah, that was mine because I was... Now you and producer Bailey have given me a complex because I was called Big Red because I
was
did cheerleading.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
And that was a character on Bring It On.
It sounds like a bully, but...
Guys,
get rid of your pocket money. Big Red's coming. Doesn't it?
I'm going to break into dance.
Yeah.
Now, Alan, okay, yep. Let's take the heat off Big Red for a second.
Absolutely.
What was your nickname at high school?
Xavier in Bustleton. Good morning. Xavier, help me out. Hello. Thank you. What was your nickname in school, mate?
My nickname at school was No Egg.
No X.
Yes. So, growing up, everyone called me X Xavier, and I never had the courage to tell them they'd all pronounce my name wrong.
Oh,
because so I told them there's no eggs in Xavier by putting it on my Levi's jacket.
That is great. That is a good way to teach a lesson. I should have called myself double L. That would have been way perfect. Yeah. No one spells my name right. That's genius. I love it. Let's go to Christy in Kalgoorlie. Your nickname in school.
Hey, it was Krusty. obvious however, my cousin came up with it. My sister's name is Nicole, mm-hmm. and she called her Knickers. So whenever we were together, we'd be Krusty Knickers.
Oh, what a duo.
Kids can be so cruel.
Yeah.
So cruel. See you, Krusty. Thanks for that. Let's go to Matt in Kununurra. Matt, your nickname in school, mate?
So I got called through year 8 all the way through to year 12, Biscuits. Or Bickies.
Okay, that's not bad.
Let's get to the origin story.
Why?
Not the worst nickname, but so my last name is Arnold, and some guy who now is one of my closest mates, stuck through and, just totally messed up my last name and thought it was Arnott Biscuits instead of Arnold. So that is now stuck ever since the year 8.
I love that how someone's mistake, instead of correcting it, he's just like, I'm giving you a nickname off this.
Lean into it, man. Absolutely. I will share my nickname. And just a reminder, kids can be cruel. So my name is Alan Aldworth, and my nickname in high school from a few people was called Ali Anus. I don't know why.
They're so creative, aren't they?
It was that, and then what ended up being my drag name was just Alanis Morissette or something like that. Carly?
Now, Alan, I feel like people's playlist says a lot about them. And it also creates a little moment in time because I feel like we all had those playlists that represent like a time in our lives. So yeah. I've got your old iPod in my hands right now.
So just for the record, iPod, the reason why we dug this out is because iPods got announced that they're discontinued, yeah. right? They're like, they're no longer going to be a thing. So it got me reminiscing and I found my old iPod Touch.
Now, I'm about to reveal some of the interesting songs that I found on there. But what I want to know and what I'm curious to find out is what kind of Alan era was this in?
So I last probably turned it on back in 2016, I want to say. Wow. I remember I used to fly a lot between Broome and Perth.
Yeah.
And I remember using it for that. So
okay. Good, because I just wanted to know where your head was at.
Okay.
Well, so you're in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that explains a little bit.
Oh God, what's on there?
Okay, so what I've done is I've lined up three interesting song choices.
Oh, just for the record as well, we threw this up on the Alan Carly Facebook group to get people speculating about what could be on it. People expecting a lot of heavy metal on there.
They were.
A lot of Creed, which by the way, I mean, I don't know if it's on there or not, but I mean, it is now. If I had an iPod right now, give me some Creed every day of the week, you know what I'm saying?
Ken confirmed, didn't see any Creed on there.
Oh, 2016, Alan, how dare you? Get out!
But what I did find was quite interesting. So do you want to hit play on one of the first songs that popped up in your playlist?
I'm so nervous. Here we go.
Roxy.
Roxy.
From Chicago, the musical. That is the movie version, actually. Now, the soundtrack. Great soundtrack.
I just love the idea of you sitting on a Virgin flight between Broome and Perth.
Yeah.
Just bopping along to the Chicago soundtrack.
Yeah, me too, actually.
To be fair, I'm with you, mate. That was a great soundtrack. And you, in fact, you even had the whole soundtrack on there.
Yeah, no, I enjoy Richard Gere's number in it as well. It's quite good.
Speaking of soundtracks, I'm going to assume that this come from a soundtrack, or maybe you just like this song.
Okay.
Hit play on song number two.
She may be the face I
can't
forget. Great song.
So this is from the Notting Hill soundtrack.
It is.
One of the greatest soundtracks of all time. Yeah, I said it. This is a great song.
It's a great song.
Oh, this gets me teary, actually. I remember just crying hearing this song.
Well, that's why I was wondering kind of where your head was at, because, you know,
this is me missing my wife, flying, going, do you want to pay for peanuts? No, I don't want to pay for peanuts, but yeah.
Oh, wow. And you know what, Al? Let's finish it off with this banger.
Okay, song number three. Here we go. Love I can't defend this one.
It's a good song. I didn't realize you had such a soft side to you. Sounds like 2016 might have been an interesting year for you, though.
It's becoming a man, I suppose. Tell me I got heavy metal on there and stuff. What else do I have?
You had some Kanye West, which I was, like, quite happy with.
Respect.
A lot of Louis C.K., which I don't feel... Yeah, I think you need to delete that.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.